Have you ever felt like you're shouting into an empty room? Like you have this incredible product, this amazing service, or this world-changing idea, but you just can't get anyone to pay attention? You post on social media, you send emails, maybe you even run an ad or two, but all you hear back is silence. It's frustrating. It can make you feel like what you have to offer just isn't good enough. But what if the problem isn't your offer at all? What if the problem is that you're talking to the wrong people in the wrong way? What if you could stop chasing customers and instead create a system that gets strangers to not just notice you, but to actively want to buy your stuff? That is the exact promise of the book we're diving into today, $100 Million Leads, How to Get Strangers to Want to Buy Your Stuff, by the absolute powerhouse entrepreneur Alex Hormozi. This isn't just a book of fluffy ideas. It's a dense, tactical playbook from a guy who used these very strategies to build a portfolio of companies valued at over $100 million. He believes that getting customers, or leads, isn't magic. It's a skill. And like any skill, it can be learned. Today, we're going to unpack the core game-changing ideas from his framework so you can start thinking like a lead generation machine. The very first and maybe most important place Hormozi starts is with a simple question. Who are you even talking to? Most of us have a vague idea. We might say, we sell to small businesses, or our customers are people who want to be healthy. Hormozi says that's not nearly good enough. You need to define your avatar with painful specificity. You need to know your dream customer so well that you can describe their day better than they can. He tells a story about when he was building his gym business. He wasn't just targeting people who want to lose weight. His avatar was incredibly specific. It was a 38-year-old married woman with two kids who works a corporate job. She feels guilty that she's let her health slide. She's tried Weight Watchers, she's tried running, but nothing sticks because she's exhausted and overwhelmed. Her biggest fear isn't just about her weight, it's that she won't have the energy to be the mom and wife she wants to be. Her secret dream is to feel confident and strong again, to wear that old dress in her closet and feel like herself. See the difference? When you know that level of detail, you no longer have to guess what to say. You can speak directly to her fears, her frustrations, and her dreams. Every piece of marketing, every ad, every post can be tailored to resonate with her. So before you do anything else, you have to get crystal clear on your who. Once you know who you're talking to, Hormozi says you need to pick your weapon. You don't need to be everywhere at once. He simplifies the entire universe of getting customers down to what he calls the core four lead generation methods. That's it, just four. Warm outreach, cold outreach, paid ads, and content. Warm outreach is reaching out to people you already know. Past clients, friends, people in your network. It's the lowest hanging fruit, but it's finite. You'll eventually run out of people. Then there's cold outreach. This is reaching out to total strangers through emails, social media DMs, or even phone calls. This method is infinitely scalable, but it requires the most skill and a thick skin. This is where many people give up. But Hormozi offers brilliant, simple frameworks to make it work. For example, instead of a generic, spammy message, he recommends what he calls a Frankenstein message. You stitch together personalized pieces. You might say, "Hey John, I saw your company was just featured in Forbes for its work in logistics. I loved the point you made about supply chain efficiency. My company actually built a tool that helps logistics managers like you cut their shipping delays by 15%. Is solving that a priority for you right now?" It's personal, it shows you've done your homework, and it gets straight to a potential pain point. It's a world away from "Dear Sir or Madam." The third method is paid ads. This is using platforms like Facebook, Google, or TikTok to pay to get your message in front of your ideal avatar. It's the fastest way to scale, but it costs money and requires you to understand the math of advertising. Finally, there's content. This is creating valuable articles, videos, podcasts, or posts that attract your avatar to you over time. This is the slowest method, but it builds immense trust and can create a powerful, long-term asset for your business. The key is you don't need to do all four at once. You pick one, you master it, you make it work, and only then do you consider adding another. Now, this leads to the next big piece of the puzzle. Whether you're doing cold outreach or running paid ads, you can't just ask for the sale immediately. It's like asking someone to marry you on the first date. You need to offer them something of value first. Hormozi calls this the lead magnet, and this is where he completely flips the script. Most people think of a lead magnet as a boring, 5-page PDF checklist, 10 tips to be more productive. It's generic, and nobody really wants it. Hormozi argues your lead magnet needs to be so good that people would feel silly saying no. It should be something you could probably charge money for. He uses the analogy of fishing. You don't use the same bait to catch a minnow that you do to catch a great white shark. Your bait has to match the fish you want to catch. So, instead of a generic fitness guide, imagine a lead magnet for that 38-year-old corporate mom we talked about. It could be a free video training called The 7-Minute Morning Routine for Busy Moms to Double Their Energy Before Their First Cup of Coffee, or a guide titled 5 High-Protein Breakfasts You Can Make in Under 3 Minutes. These are hyper-specific. They solve an immediate problem, and they promise a tangible result. That's an irresistible offer. It's the perfect first step to building a relationship. The goal of the lead magnet isn't to sell them everything. It's simply to get them to raise their hand and say, "Yes, I'm interested in what you have to say." And that brings us to the engine that ties this all together, advertising. Specifically, a type of advertising called direct response. Hormozi makes a critical distinction. Most advertising is brand advertising, like a big Nike commercial with a celebrity. It's meant to make you feel good about the brand, but there's no immediate action to take. Direct response advertising, on the other hand, has one goal and one goal only: to get a specific person to take a specific action right now. Click this link, download this guide, sign up for this webinar. He provides a simple 3-part structure for a killer ad. First, the hook. You need to grab their attention and filter out everyone who isn't your avatar. A great hook often tells people who the ad is not for. Something like, "If you're already at your goal weight, scroll past this video. But if you're a busy professional struggling to lose the last 15 pounds." Second, the story. You connect with them by identifying their problem and showing you understand it. You tell a short, relatable story about the pain, the struggle, and the discovery of a solution. This builds trust and shows empathy. And third, the offer and call to action. This is where you present your irresistible lead magnet and tell them exactly what to do to get it. So I put together a free guide that shows the exact 3-step process I used. All you have to do is click the link below, enter your email, and I'll send it to you instantly. Hook, story, offer. It's a simple formula that works because it aligns perfectly with human psychology. So, what's the big takeaway from $100 million leads? It's that getting customers is not a mystery. It's a process. You don't need to be the most creative genius or the most charismatic salesperson. You need to be a good scientist. You identify your perfect customer, the avatar. You pick one of the core 4 methods to reach them. You create a piece of irresistible bait to start the conversation, and then you use the principles of direct response advertising to get that bait in front of as many of the right people as possible. You test, you measure, you learn, and you improve. If you're sitting there right now feeling overwhelmed by all of this, let me leave you with one simple, actionable step you can take today, straight from the book's philosophy. Forget about the ads, the funnels, and the lead magnets for just a moment. Take out a piece of paper or open a new document, and for the next 10 minutes, do nothing but write about your dream customer. Don't just write their age and gender. Write down what they worry about when they're trying to fall asleep. What are the dumb questions they're secretly afraid to ask? What does a perfect day look like for them? What's the one result that, if you could give it to them, would make them a fan for life? Everything else in business, your product, your marketing, your sales, flows from that single point of clarity. Because as Alex Hormozi makes abundantly clear, you can't get strangers to want to buy your stuff until you first understand the stranger you're trying to serve. The leads aren't hiding. They're out there, waiting for someone to finally speak their language. This book is the dictionary that can teach you how.